A total of 60 people from around the country applied for the job of Petersburg police chief. 9 were from Alaska. Petersburg's contracted recruiting firm, Brimmeyer Fersman, narrowed that list down to 8 candidates for local officials to consider last week. Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht told the assembly the hiring committee had narrowed that list down to 3 Monday. He said so far 2 of them have accepted an invitation to visit Petersburg for interviews later this month.
First gentleman, his name is Kelly Swihart. He is the current chief of police in Hoonah. Prior experience as a division commander and lieutenant in Wasilla and an officer in Palmer. Second candidate who at this time is confirmed is a gentleman by the name of Robert Kappelman. He's the current captain and assistant chief in Two Rivers, Wisconsin, which is on the shores of one of the Great Lakes. He's been there since 1992, came up through the ranks there. He's a 2003 graduate of the FBI National Academy.
The third finalist is B.J. Wilkinson, who has been police chief of Litchfield, Illinois for the past 10 years and has been a police officer since graduating from Wyoming Law Enforcement Academy in 1991. The hiring committee includes Giesbrecht, current chief Jim Agner, retired police captain Bruce Westry, city clerk Kathy O'Rear, and assembly member Cindy Lagodakis. The other 5 semifinalists they considered were Craig Motes, who was a former police chief in Kotzebue, Susan Schultz, a former police commander with the city of Bainbridge Island, Washington, Bristol Bay Borough Police Chief Rodney Envoldson, Edward Weeble, who formerly served as chief in Kotzebue and before that Cordova, and a senior detective from Utah named Corey Rowley. The 3 finalists are scheduled to come to Petersburg on the 26th when they'll interview with local officials, meet with the public, and tour the community. In other business, the 4 assembly members present unanimously passed a resolution in support of the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's Sustainable Arts Project. That program teaches native artists and hunters how to preserve and sew sea otter pelts. The resolution urges the state legislature to provide more funds for the project, calling it, quote, an immediate and tangible way to deal with the growing sea otter populations by reintroducing the art of skin sewing, unquote. Advocates hope the program will result in a bigger otter harvest by coastal Alaska natives, who are the only people allowed to hunt the federally protected animals. Southeast fishermen and fishery managers have long worried that the growing sea otter population's appetite for Dungeness crab, sea cucumbers, and other shellfish will eventually mean the end of commercial and subsistence harvests. Assemblymember Kurt Wallhuter proposed the resolution.
It's just part of a building block that I think we want to establish with the governor and with the legislatures back in, or the senators and representatives back in Washington, D.C., and eventually with our own representatives up in Juneau, that we do have a sea otter issue. And this is just one way that we could support, you know, the possibility of getting that on step a little bit. We do have another resolution tonight that we're going to be looking at it a little later that puts a little more teeth in it. So that's like the second brick in the foundation. And I'm afraid we're going to have to build the whole wall before anything ever gets done. So anyway, we don't think this will carry a whole lot of weight, but at least we're throwing our support behind this anyway.
Wallhuter chaired an ad hoc committee of fishermen and other local residents who drafted the second resolution he mentioned. It asked the state of Alaska to petition the federal government to relinquish sea otter management to the state. The assembly is likely to consider that resolution at its next meeting in May. Meanwhile, on another topic Monday, local resident Mike Stainbrook urged the assembly to comment both before and after the environmental studies come out for a power line and road from Petersburg to Cake. He asked the members to oppose a potential power line route that would cross the Wrangell Narrows from Petersburg, cross Petersburg Creek, and run through the community of Kupernoff on its way to Cake.
We all have skin in the game, and the time is now. This is the future for both sides of the Narrows. I'm asking that the borough fulfill one of its election promises and use its authority to influence the projects that fall within its boundaries. I ask that the borough begin and continue discussions with the city of Kupernoff on the intertie and the road. And finally, and most importantly, that the borough assembly use its voice and authority to keep an intertie from dissecting the treasured estuary of Petersburg Creek.
Stainbrook lives in downtown Petersburg, but still owns property on Petersburg Creek, where he resided for many years. Like Stainbrook, the city of Kuprnov has opposed a road and power line running through its small roadless community. A draft environmental impact statement for the proposed Cake power line is expected out late this spring or early summer. The assembly did not discuss the issue Monday night. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.